The study found that nearly all, 92%, nearly all of these brands surveyed believe speed and agility are important. But despite that, less than a third are satisfied with how their agency delivers in terms of speed and agility. I mean, what's the issue here? I mean, this is client service, so if these advertisers want something, why can't they just get it?
Because if you consider just how many touch points, for one, you know, certainly the way that agencies have historically been organized is around those very touch points. So for brands wanting to deliver this omni-channel, this, you know, very experience-led output, it involves a lot of people, and they may be people within the same agency, within multiple agencies. You've also got the in-house element as well. So with those brands who've been on that journey, not exclusively those who are executing, but certainly those who are managing data and technology and certain elements in-house, it requires a tremendous orchestration of all these different people, stakeholders, data, technology approaches to bring it all together. And that's really all in the pursuit of delivering this speed of culture, delivering to consumers what they want when they need it. But of course, it's not as simple as it seems. And of course, we have the potential around automation and AI ahead of us. It should become easier. It should become faster. But, you know, getting in the way of that, arguably certain processes and practices on both sides, which are holding back just the ability to really leverage the power of automation and deliver at that desired speed. And, I would argue even within a consolidated model, it may not always be as fast as within a decentralized, decoupled agency model.
So when you're starting off a pitch process, big advertiser wants to review its media agency count, for example, they must be having this conversation with you beforehand. I mean, are these how are you getting these demands written into the briefs that you're putting out when you're running these pitches?
I think that there's been a real shift, particularly the last 2 or 3 years, where brands are being a lot more precise and intentional about what they want from their agency. So if you'll forgive the analogy, it's almost becoming less about all-you-can-eat buffet and more a la carte, where they can be more directive about the capabilities, the type of operating model, the commercial model that is required to support the internal organization. So how that manifests is that in the briefing process, brands will be very transparent about themselves, you know, how they are organized, how they're structured, and therefore identifying where and how the agency can better supplement or complement that model. Now, they may well be looking for the agency to be that orchestrator, or alternatively, they may just be looking for an agency to supplement expertise in areas that the brand may not have. And but I think that level of prescription is probably how this is manifesting today, versus what may have been historically, where, you know, you set out a list of requirements and then the agency comes back with how they choose to organize themselves around that business. Now, there is a key blocker or enabler, depending on how you look at it, around the commercial model, because of course, you know, many would argue, and it came out in the study, whether, you know, agencies are remunerated by fees or by commissions or deliverable based models, you know, that equally needs to be aligned with the desired change and the type of way of working. So, you know, taking automation as an example, that flies entirely in the face of a fixed fee model, because it doesn't really incentivize agencies to be more efficient with what they deliver. But moving to maybe more output outcome based, then there's far more opportunity and incentive to move towards those type of models. So I guess to summarize, it's very much brands being very much more prescriptive about what they want from agencies.
Yeah, so you use a really interesting analogy just now. So you've compared a la carte, which is what marketers increasingly want, versus what they might have had before, which is a buffet. Now, Ryan, I've been to many buffets and I know that there are some good things, but there's a lot of fodder that you want to avoid. You want to get your money's worth by going for the lobster as opposed to the pasta. But generally, when I'm ordering a la carte, I expect to pay more. Is what you're saying essentially brands are going to need to pay more for this upgraded service? And are they willing to do so?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of pay more, but pay differently as well. So, which I guess is the a la carte, going down that analogy. There is no question, and we've also written a lot about the crisis of talent in our industry, that there are certain skills that are more scarce and are more transformational to that client and therefore carry more of a premium. So, you know, we've identified that around data and insight, e-commerce, arguably, which goes to the piece around integration, we need more of those integrators rather than just the deep channel specialist. And that, again, comes out of the wash with that greater prescription around what we want. Part of that is being very precise about the capabilities that they need. So, yeah, again, we know we've seen some of the data around salary inflation in some of these areas. So I think there's certainly an recognition that these skills do cost more. But it also, I think what brands are looking for is to balance that with some of the operational efficiencies that will come through automation or just better ways of working.